At a Crossroads. Chapter 16. Rejecting False Alternatives at the Crossroads. With the rule of money in crisis, there are those who propose false alternatives that will greatly imperil our nation, since they include bankrupt socialist systems, ecological models, or populist demagoguery. As long as a consensus formed around our cooperative union, there was little danger that these alternatives could have any chance of success. On the contrary, they usually formed fringe positions far from the mainstream. A temperamental distrust. This situation could change if there is a general frustration with the present system. It might give rise to a temperamental distrust of modern institutions, governing structures, or economic systems. This, in turn, could contribute to the further fragmentation of society, since this distrust easily erodes social unity. We might cite as an example today's marked hostility toward the modern state and elites. In times of crisis, this hostility can lead to a distrust of all authority, and the idea that there is no solution, save each becoming his own authority. It could also lead to confused notions of freedom that bring individuals to disregard the remnants of the moral or natural law existing today and declare every man to be a law unto himself. Thus, as we stand at a crossroads, some of those positions once considered so extreme are presented as real options. If only for want of a better solution, these proposals may be mistakenly embraced in desperation. A real danger. We believe these are false and dangerous alternatives, since they are not based on natural law and objective reality. Rather, they represent subjective positions that cling to no principles and have few links with our history. At a time when the situation calls for firm principles, decisive action, and unity, we could find ourselves scattered in a confusing jumble. A psychological climate could reign where there is a doubting of all certainties, a supremacy of the emotions, and a rule of relativism. What characterizes these false solutions is a general loss of faith in political solutions and a corresponding tendency not to believe in anything at all. We run the risk of a reaction driven not by convictions, but only by frustration, whim, and rage. Volatile new masses, called forth from viral computer networks, can easily erupt against an established order and take on a disproportional importance. This was seen, for example, in the theatrics of the anarchical Occupy Wall Street movement that brought together a menagerie of discontents in the autumn of 2011. If a more serious spirit of discontent takes hold, it could result in another outbreak of protest and instability that could jeopardize our ability to deal with the present crisis. Radical alternatives. Today's fragmented discontents coalesce around certain false alternatives and subcultures. While it is not possible to describe all these alternatives, we can categorize some of them as follows. Ecological alternatives that advocate a return to more primitive lifestyles, coupled with an almost mystical attachment to the earth. The more benign elements introduce magical, tribal, and indigenous paradigms into our culture, while its radicals decry man's existence and civilization as destructive and seek massive reductions in population and draconian limits on our impact on the environment. A revolt against consumer society, resulting in sub-consumerist models that often include distorted views of Christian poverty. Such simplified lifestyles, devoid of adornment, strive to leave little or no impact on the environment. The throwing off of all remaining moral structures of society, advocating the most radical expressions of sexual freedom and aberrational lifestyles. These find their expression in myriad subcultures, as might be seen in cyberpunk and goth groupings or socio-political movements. Various reincarnations of socialism, including those elements who, in face of the failure of socialistic models, call for even more extensive regulations and global structures as a solution, or those who engage in the ever-elusive search for a third way between capitalism and socialism. A professed hostility towards the state and an unfocused populism driven by frustration that introduces elements of libertarian anarchy. Its more extreme elements tend to renounce the need for any government and promote a radical individualism and isolationism. Constructing a brave new world. These and other currents are already manifesting themselves. While they may appear as isolated fragments, we can discern common threads that unite them. We can envision the brave new world they could engender. What unites those who propose these false alternatives is their discontent with the present system. They display a generalized skepticism about America's past and present. There is a rejection of the heritage and morality that has been entrusted to us and came to us from Christian civilization. These discontents are not without influence. While they are disconnected from our present culture, they remain connected to our computer networks to spread their message. They can count on powerful governmental, academic, and other allies that already call for global structures to implement ecological and financial reforms. Despite their scanty numbers, most discontents can always rely upon a liberal media ever ready to magnify their actual projection. Inside these alternatives, we still find the restless spirit of frenetic intemperance, seeking to break down barriers and throw off moral restraint. Far from resolving the present crisis, these new alternatives would fan the explosive expansion of human passions to greater intensity. The result of this new disordered world could be similar to the modern individualists who look to the masses to form their opinions. In this case, today's postmodern discontents would practice extreme individualism by looking beyond the mass structures of the past and throw themselves into new global masses coordinated and controlled by the great computer networks, other global structures, or by mystical means yet unknown. Footnote. Such a possibility is by no means unforeseen. Marxist theorists have long spoken of a time when the state would wither away and be replaced by a structureless, utopic, egalitarian society. One thing is clear. The proposed alternatives would not resolve our present crisis, but only make it worse. Our response to the present crisis must be different from all these false alternative currents. We need to search for solutions that unify rather than disperse. We need a future that builds upon our rich Christian past. Our love of country calls upon us to be true to our nation and explore with urgency solutions that will preserve our identity, unity, and history.